Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now to Mooney. He'll back up. Got to go with three, with two. Backs up. Rainbow three. It's going to be an air ball. Grabbed by Randall. Outlet McDaniels. Breakaway dunk. 73-58. And Moses Moody is just having a nightmare of a postseason.
Hey, it's Moses Moody with the Golden State Warriors. Now back to Steiny and Guru.
All right, that was Tim Roy on the call. Moses Moody hasn't made a shot in three games.
Man, he's been so good, man.
We got a text on the Boxer and Gerson work attorney's text line that from our guy Zucci Main, and he said, you know, you can still take some little victories out of last night's game. And I actually do think that's true. I mean, what did we find out yesterday? The Kuminga's got to play. All right? They didn't use him a lot. They won the first round. It's now 1-1 in the second. He's going to play. They know they have to play him now. Trayce Jackson-Davis, he's going to get a crack at it. He got one last night. He was good enough. He's going to play more.
But that doesn't supersede the score.
I don't know. If it helps you win the series down the line, I think it does.
But then, I'm not trying to be negative.
Okay, let's just talk about last night. What could they have done last night to win that game?
Played better.
Okay,
are we just now realizing TJD and Jonathan Kuminga can make contributions?
Yes.
See that
in the playoffs?
See, I'm going back.
In the playoffs, yes. They won the Houston series without him.
Yeah.
So okay, they could have used him. They didn't use him, but they didn't pay the price for it. And now we're in Game 3, and they're available, and they're going to play. Like I don't think like if not playing. Okay, let's put it this way. If Kuminga doesn't get off the bench the rest of the series and the Minnesota Timberwolves win the series, yeah, then you can say what's going on. Why didn't Kuminga play? But they won the Houston series. So then, not that it's this way, but Kerr can get away with saying, yeah, we won the series. So he's gonna play in this series.
And I guess I guess I'm just saying with both of those names that you mentioned, those players, I don't feel any more confident that they're going to win the game because I think there's a bigger problem at hand. You know what I mean? But I get it. Hey, find a positive in the negative, right?
Of course.
And if that works for you, it works for you. But I'm just like, I don't feel any better about tomorrow night at 5:30 here in the Bay about those two guys playing. They're playing.
Don't you really?
Yeah, it's bigger than those two guys.
I know. Yeah. But Kuminga and Trayce Jackson-Davis are going to play tomorrow. I get it. They might, you know, I get it. They doesn't mean they're going to come through.
Yeah, right.
But
and they might.
They're trying it. Like, I don't know. Like, what can Steve Kerr do? I mean, they're going to play. But they.
This
they don't have staff.
Yeah, no doubt. But I'm going to say this to that. You should already know what time it is. Shout out Morris Day. You should already know who on your team and what they're capable of. So that's why I haven't been getting this 14, 15 guys are going to play. I mean, Quentin Post was there 3 minutes. I'm not saying he should have been there 4 minutes. But, Stani, can 3 minutes really give you enough time to see if a dude can cook or is that just too fast? Or is that just – is it unfair? Life's unfair. I get it, right? We're talking sports. But I'm just like, what are we doing?
Well,
we should already know – what Carter, what Steiny, what Risotto's going to do?
Okay, well.
And I felt like yesterday was a tryout game in the offs.
I think it was, and it had to be. What other choice did Steve Kerr have last night?
Tell Jimmy Butler we need you to be a dog that you are. That was not playoff Jimmy. What are you doing? You're coasting.
35. He's playing against a young athletic team. And he doesn't have Steph Curry. Here's the other thing about Post.
Yeah,
and they were down 13-0. He played three and a half minutes.
Was that
he's
all
a minus
on him?
13.
I got you.
No, it's not all on him.
I'm not saying, oh, he should have played more. I'm just like, wow, what is really going on? I get it. No Curry.
I think what's really going on is we're finding out that the playoffs are different than the regular season. And Moody's finding it out.
Pods.
And Pajemski's finding it out. And Post is finding it out. And Peyton may have lost a step, and so he's finding it out also. Kuminga, when he's gotten in there for the most part, is finding out that the playoffs are different.
And so am I. I kind of knew it.
It's good. I mean, it's you can't expect your role players to be better in the playoffs than they were in the regular season. That's got to be the Stars' job.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Let's go to T in Oakland. What's going on, T? How you doing?
Man, good morning. You know, I had to call my therapist, man.
Man.
Woo! Cool, man. I feel you, bro. I feel you. I'm just as frustrated. I'm still optimistic because I love my Warriors. I saw a lot last night. First of all, I saw a lot of we were exposed. Number one, Steph's not out there. Totally different team. I saw Jimmy trying to do some stuff. But my question is, when you're 3 feet from the basket, why not take the shot? Why don't you throw it back out? Especially when guys are cold. That's number one. Number two, they need to be working on getting a backup point guard right now moving forward. We don't have a point guard, somebody that can come in and control the ball. That's scary. The other thing is, I believe Quentin Post needs to learn how to move and create his own shot. Wow. He didn't take one shot last night, I don't believe. You can't stand in the corner, man. Those guys are closing out way too fast for you to think that they're going to give you time to shoot.
Mm.
That's the other thing. And then, of course, man, I love Draymond. I love Draymond. But at some point, Draymond has to tell himself, I can't keep doing this, you know? The flailing stuff, that's over with, bro. You cannot go to Hollywood and be an actor because it's not working. They figured you out. They're going to call that every time. It is the playoffs. And when we go out there, we need to develop some type of chemistry. Right now, I'm scared for the simple fact we can compete, but we're not competing on the same level that Minnesota did last night. I believe we can get one of the two that's coming up, and hopefully, man, we can tread water until Steph comes back. If not, man, I don't know what to say. It's not looking good. And like I said, I'm optimistic, but we got to develop some type of scoring, man. It's ugly basketball when you can't get a shot off in 24 seconds. We got to learn how to flow again, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really.
All right, hang in there, T.
And
what is my therapy?
Yeah, no doubt, Steiny. And Post didn't attempt a shot. He's right, but again, I brought this up yesterday, and I'll bring it up again today, Steiny. The point of attack defense, we are getting killed, man. And maybe you're right. You're playing better athletes, guys that can cook and do the But man, I'm just watching the Warriors, and hey, I'm not giving the defensive effort an F by any stretch, but those dudes were getting to the bucket. Yeah, they were missing them at and the rest of Gangstani. They were kind of were getting what they want.
Yeah,
PFA defense is a problem for us, man.
Yeah, and that's an issue within the game. I hear you. You're not wrong at all. I'm looking at it just from a little bit of a bigger picture, and you got to take Minnesota into account. All right, they were 49-33. They finished their season very well. They've had the same starting lineup almost the whole season. The whole season they've been playing together.
Okay.
And, you know, it took them half a year to figure out Julius Randle, but it looks like they figured out Julius Randle. Okay, so now the Timberwolves come into the playoffs. They know exactly what they're doing. They just do. They have a pecking order. They know how hard they have to play defensively, what they have to do. And the Warriors, kind of out of nowhere, have to play without Steph Curry, and it is such a dramatic difference that it's impossible to believe the transition to playing without Steph is going to be seamless, especially if they have to do it in a hurry. It's going like it's a monster challenge.
Now, the guy mentioned therapist, I need you to be mine right here. I'm being real, putting all my cards on the table. Matt Steinmetz, we made a trade for a guy that has the moniker of Jimmy Buckets, Playoff Jimmy. And you talked, we had fun with who he is. He beats at his own drum. And even after the game yesterday, in which he took only 13 shots, he said, I'm just going to play right basketball and get my guys involved and make them comfortable. Guys didn't look comfortable yesterday. So if you were to have a conversation with Jimmy Butler, would you let him know, hey, Jimmy, I know you think you're doing it right, but when we're down one of the best dudes in the game, it's imperative that you be more aggressive offensively, because if he keeps this up, this formula, we're doomed. It starts to me with the guy that can handle it. And maybe it's too big of an ask, but you're so great that you've done it. We need you to do 20 to 26 shots. There's no way we can win, Jimmy, if you don't do that.
So, okay.
Is that unfair?
Yes, mate. If you came in today and said, Jimmy Butler's not right. I think he's still hurt.
Okay.
Okay, so he's hurt and he's 35. So there's your answer. He might not be able, you know, it was 2 years ago he did what he did in the playoffs with Miami. 2 years.
Wow.
Now he's 35. I think in a way it's almost unfair to think Butler can go out and get you 40 two out of three nights if he has to. I'm not sure he can do that.
Yeah, Austin, San Jose saying we might not see Playoff Jimmy.
It's a big athletic team. And he's never been overly athletic, but he's a good athlete for sure, but they got young length, and they're fundamentally pretty sound defensively.
Yeah, I got to use this. My guy Silk Basie, you met him at Norm's party. He sent this to me. So, Steiny, when I say this word that I'm about to describe, Jimmy Butler's offensive weaponry, it's not to demean it. But when you talk about Kevin Durant or Tracy McGrady's or Steph Curry's or LeBron's or Kobe's and Michael's, there's a magic to the gifts that they have offensively, how they try to cook. Silk Basie sent me a text, and it read, Jimmy's offensive game is basic. And by basic, he goes to the free throw line, the head fakes. But when that's not working, Steiny, then what are we really going to in regard to, you know what
I'm
saying?
Now we're talking about two different players. You're talking about Playoff Jimmy, this guy who can score 35 or 40, and now we're saying, well, his offensive game is basic. Well, first of all, I think it's basic too. If he's on the perimeter, He loves to take a 17-footer. If you get too close to him, he'll drive by and try to draw a foul. Like, that's his game. That's his game. But everybody knows it's his game. So he's being defended a little bit better in this series. Let's go to Big Smooth. Big Smooth in Oakland. What's up, Smooth?
Talk to us, man.
Hey, good afternoon.
Austin. You're not Austin. Big Smooth, real quick. Just give me a sec here.
Yeah.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. You're on.
Hey, man. I could have did that for you, Stiney, but listen. Dude, the best player is not on playing. What if you took the best player from every team left in the playoffs?
I just said that. Go ahead.
Jokic's gone. So we got the best player. One of the best top five in the league. He's not on our team, guys. What do we expect? I don't even think we can win without Steph. That's just my personal, if you really look at it. But so this is what we have. Jimmy's not going to all of a sudden turn into a it's not his game. He's basic, but he's brilliantly basic. When it works, when Steph is out there, you don't have the gravity. The best thing we can do is put the best defensive team we've got. The reason why he played so many people, he was trying to find somebody who had a hot offense yesterday, and he couldn't find them, so he kept shuffling people through. I'm good now because I was watching a game, and Pods was guarding Edwards, and he slid his feet, and the next thing you know, Ant just flew by him. It wasn't even close.
Man.
And I'm just like, that's a different speed that he plays at, man, and nobody's going to gain speed all of a sudden. We have what we have. Nobody's going to get better right now. Can somebody bust out and have a brilliant game? It happens. Yeah. Look at what was that? What was that when we lost to the Lakers? What's that guy?
Lonnie Walker.
Lonnie Walker to ace or whatever, however many it was. But he had a game, and it's like, where did this come from? And I was like, oh, not Lonnie Walker the third. So somebody can do this. Sleepy Floyd. Somebody can bust out. But we just got to win one. And one thing we know about Minnesota, they're going to give us a chance. Now, whether we can win, because they're going to blow it at some point.
But Smoothie, real quick, we got to win three more. Don't say one. We got to win three more, man. Let's be real.
Listen. We got to win one in order to get the chef back. That's all I'm talking about. And even if he comes back, I don't know if we can win it because he may be gimpy. Mm. Let's just be realistic. Right now, to carry this thing to game five or six, because I know Steph wants to play, he's just going to listen to his body. But we got to win one to even talk about that. We can't even talk about that.
Thanks, Big Smooth. Appreciate the call. Bringing Steph back is really going to be a tough one for the Warriors. It's really going to be a tough one. I mean, even if they're down 3-2 and game six comes.
He's everything. Do you want to risk it?
Exactly.
No, I'm saying,
Yes.
He's fine China.
I do know.
You got to think about the big picture.
I mean,
than these playoffs.
Here's the other thing I was thinking. If he comes back game six and tears it, that's a 3-month.
Oh, Steiny, stop.
You can't.
Yeah.
He might
not even let you do that to him.
The team might. You can't say, Steph, we know you're banged up. Just go out there and give it a try. And if you get hurt, well, you just have to rehab for 3 months instead of having a normal off season.
Yeah.
If it's anywhere, I don't know if you can bring him back this series.
Okay. Can I just share? I need to get it off my chest. Yeah. It's been an hour. So 72 hours ago, Draymond Green shared with the world that he was disappointed in his play, his foul. He committed, he start flailing, and in the Houston series on two different occasions, did something I've never seen before with his body, his arms, and he caught the guys from the neck up, and the guys were Van Vliet and Jalen Green Friday. He said he got in front of the team and apologized, so he owned it. And I'm just offended that this is our warrior. I called him a junkyard dog, one of the all-time great defenders. But now you're the little boy that cried wolf, Steiny, because you almost and should have gotten thrown out of that game last night. And I just think it's a bad look. I get embarrassed watching you argue after you get technicals, flagrants. You're in the wrong, but you don't own up to them. And I think it's a bad look for the organization. And now you want to pull the race car with angry black man. That cut me, Steiny, because that's not what it is. The film does not lie. Now, what was said to you in the arena or arenas, I'll give you that all day. But I've watched every game you've played, and time and time again, when you get teed up, you're in the ref's face barking like you want more or you haven't learned. You knocked your teammate out at practice after you said you something was going on at home. So that wasn't angry black man. That was Draymond Green not controlling his emotions. And you did it yesterday again. And I thought changed the whole just flow of the game. You made Steph cry last year in Orlando. And there still was no penalty. So Draymond Green, just real quick, Steiny, black man to black man, I'm embarrassed for you because you're not getting it, man. And to sit here now, not own up to it, and play the race card, I think is weak. I really think it's weak, and I'm disappointed, and I'm not the only one disappointed. Your comrades in the league think that you get away with extra stuff. But to play that card, Steiny, I am so disappointed in Dre. He ran from it. He ran just 72 hours, you in front of your team, apologizing because you couldn't control your emotions. And now you want to act like this is some civil rights thing or Emmett Till, something real. Please, Steiny, I'm just disappointed, man.
I got you.
Thank you for listening.
It's all good. It's all good. It just goes to show, the heat of the battle is, the heat of the battle can get you. It just can. And you know what he is? I was going to say he's just unapologetically competitive, but there's not a lot of excuses.
Yeah, he's not getting it.
Let's go to John in Richmond. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Listen, Guru just kind of stole my thunder because I was going to say the same thing. I couldn't believe that he came up with that excuse after the game, after everything that he's done over the years. Like, it's just ridiculous. Also, about like GP2 not being playable, I mean, I think that's just the greatness of Steph. I think there's very few teams that GP2 would be playable on. I think the gravity, you know, he basically just has to sit in one spot and shoot on offense or cut to the rim and catch lobs. And I mean, he's not going to get those kind of shots when Steph's not in the game, which is why the flip side, which is I don't think Kuminga is a good fit with the Warriors. I think if he would have played a lot in the Houston series, they actually would have lost. But they need him now because Steph's not there, and right. Kuminga is one of the only guys that can get his own shot. So, I mean, you know, and we still lost by 25. So, I mean, he got his numbers. But, I mean, what can you do at this point? Like, there's no other option.
Right.
Kind of like, you know, and my last point, Jimmy Butler must throw at least 5 or 6 grenades a game. Just, he's got the ball. Sometimes he's 3 feet from the rim. Sometimes he's 10 feet from the rim. And instead of shooting it with 2 seconds left, he passes it out to somebody else. I mean, how many shot clock violations have we got in the last couple series? Because Jimmy Butler, and, you know, I think one, you know, McDaniels is just too long and athletic for him. And it's one thing when he was guarding Steph, but now that he's on Jimmy, like, I don't think he's athletic, and it's just like you guys are saying, his game is basic. I mean, he's great at drawing fouls, he's great at finishing through contact, but he's not super quick, he doesn't do any of those things. So, I mean, really their only option is Kuminga, and I mean, even though Kuminga scored great, he was not great defensively. I think the first play he came in on, he got totally, like, pushed out of the way, got a rebound, and they kicked out for a three. So, I mean,
it's your only option. Yeah, thanks, John. Appreciate the call. Yeah, it might take Kuminga. You know,
Yeah,
might take him a game or two.
Right. But the title of this show for me, Stani, mm-hmm. is the gravity of what you said in Steph Curry and how he helps others be the best version of themselves.
Every single player.
And now I'm ready in this Warrior offense to put Jimmy in there.
Of course. Mm. I mean, Jimmy.
See, I had
Jimmy,
it.
Well, like, do you – I mean, I'm just kind of messing with you here, but you do you think Jimmy Butler lies when he says – after game 7 in Houston or after game 1, oh, we need Steph. The game's so much easier. He's telling the truth.
But I thought there was kind of a deep down, he knows who he is. He's his own Batman. That he was, it was like what he's doing with Buddy. But
I mean, what I've never quite understood is, you know, we live in an area where we've seen Steph Curry for 15 years, and we understand how great he is. I understand how great he is. Fans probably think he's greater than I think he is. But we all know he's a great player, and we've talked about how great he is for 15 years.
Oh, man.
So when he doesn't play in a playoff game against a team like Minnesota, this is where you also, unfortunately, see Steph Curry's greatness. It's just a different team. They're not the Golden State Warriors without Steph Curry. By the way, on the other side, we're going to be giving you a chance to win Valkyrie's tickets. When you hear this sounder... All right, when you hear that sounder in the next segment, you want to call into the contest line... And caller number, what do you think? Caller number 5 will get Valkyrie's tickets for their home opener, which is on the 16th of May. So next segment, you're going to hear the sounder. Call into the contest line, which I'll give you. And go ahead and go see that Valkyrie's opener. 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment also brought to you by Crystal Geyser. Alpine Spring Water.